Support comes from Gemma, architects, planners, and designers seeking to bring joy to their clients and communities. Details at gemastl.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Monday, November 3rd. I'm Abby Larico. It's a syndrome that might feel like it comes out of the blue, but it actually comes from something most people don't feel, a tick bite.
They'll consume a meat product that they maybe have consumed their whole life, and then all of a sudden they have an allergic reaction.
Why it's important to recognize the signs of alpha-gal syndrome in Missouri, coming up after this news on The Gateway. An Illinois town is rallying around a community member who is in ICE custody. St. Louis Public Radio's Kate Grumke reports.
On Wednesday, ICE took Staunton, Illinois restaurant owner Ishmael Ayuso Sandoval into custody after he dropped his kids off at school.
Bring them home!
On Sunday, the streets of this small town filled with people calling for Ayuso Sandoval's release. Kelly Hatley helped organize the rally with Macoupin County Indivisible.
He was really well-respected and well-liked, which is why we have the turnout that we have here today, because, again, he's just a pillar of the community. He is definitely not the worst of the worst that Donald Trump said he was going to target.
Ayuso Sandoval is being held in the St. Genevieve County Detention Center in Missouri. I'm Kate Grumke, St. Louis Public Radio.
A bill that passed the Illinois General Assembly Friday would allow federal immigration agents to be sued for violating someone's constitutional rights. That includes an agent refusing to identify themselves or driving a vehicle with hidden license plates. Illinois Republicans oppose the measure, saying it is an overreach and will be quickly challenged in court. But Democrats who support the bill say it stems from the Trump administration's repeated civil rights abuses during increased immigration enforcement operations in the state. The bill awaits Governor J.B. Pritzker's signature. An effort to crack down on steep homeowners insurance price hikes was quickly defeated in the Illinois House. Under the bill, companies like State Farm would have had to notify customers within 60 days of any premium increase of at least 10%. Proponents say this would have given people time to shop around. The insurance industry was opposed. So was Republican State Representative Jeff Kuiker.
That would interfere with the free market and damage the rates that the consumers pay and make them artificially high because of the regulation.
State Farm earlier this year raised homeowner premiums by an average of 27%, which Governor Pritzker condemned. His administration backed an earlier version of the bill. The co-owner of a South St. Louis bar who was arrested after a police SUV crashed into his business is no longer facing criminal charges. Circuit Judge Rochelle Woodyus threw out the assault case against Chad Morris. The state had alleged Morris assaulted an officer who responded to the scene at Bar PM in the Carondelet neighborhood in 2023. Woodyus says prosecutors had failed to provide Morris's attorneys with evidence they needed to take the case to trial. Morris says the last 2 years have taken a toll on his mental health.
I relive it every day. Every time I'm followed by a police car, anytime like there's, it's always triggering.
A separate civil case against one of the officers in the SUV and one who responded is still ongoing. The St. Louis Board of Aldermen has passed new rules for people who want to drive golf carts on the city's streets. Lawmakers adopted the regulations Friday by a 10-5 vote. People can only use golf carts on streets where the speed limit is 25 miles per hour or less, with a few exceptions. Drivers must be 16 years old and have a valid Missouri driver's license. The carts must be equipped with safety features, such as working front and back lights, turn signals, and rearview mirrors. Fifth Ward Alderman Matt Devote sponsored the bill. He says it simply legalizes what is already happening on city streets. A spokesman for Mayor Kara Spencer says she's reviewing the legislation. The Cortex District in the Central West End will retain its blighted determination after all, following another Board of Aldermen vote Friday. The board reconsidered a bill that failed by one vote the week prior. It extends a nearly 20-year blight determination on the district for another 5 years. The decision allows the Cortex West Redevelopment Corporation to use eminent domain while redeveloping the area. Aldermen voted 10-5 in favor of the bill. It now heads to Mayor Spencer's desk. Cote Brilliant Presbyterian Church is now demolished. It was one of several black churches in North St. Louis severely damaged by the May tornado. A rebuild would have cost the church millions. St. Louis Public Radio's Andrea Henderson spoke with one longtime member who says losing the church feels like losing a childhood home.
Jackie Dupree's family was among the first few members to join Cote Brilliant nearly 70 years ago. They came to the church because it was within walking distance of their home on Northland Avenue. Dupree says Cote Brilliant was an integral part of her life. She won a church scholarship to attend Harris Stowe State University. She says seeing the building come down brought her to tears.
My memories are still there, the good, the bad, and the in between. So we just have to move on. And I'm satisfied that I was able to take part in being a member of that church.
Dupree hopes the church uses the property as a place of refuge for the community to connect and relax. I'm Andrea Henderson, St. Louis Public Radio.
China has agreed to buy 12 million tons of U.S. soybeans this year. That's less than half of what the country typically buys. Some farmers will sell their beans to be crushed and turned into soybean meal and oil. That capacity has been growing the last couple of years. But it still won't be enough to make up for what China isn't buying this year. St. Louis-based American Soybean Association economist Scott Gerlt says there aren't enough crushing facilities.
And we just don't have the physical capacity to increase crush enough this year to offset China. It's, like I said, it's a multi-year process to build up that capacity.
Instead, many Missouri and Illinois soybean farmers are storing their grain and hoping the market improves down the road. St. Louis Cardinals shortstop Mason Winn is the youngest recipient of the Gold Glove Award in the team's history. Honorees of this year's awards were announced yesterday. The 23-year-old is also among the youngest players ever to receive the award, the first in his career. The Gold Glove recognizes the best defensive players at each position in the American and National Leagues. The MLB reports that Winn is the 100th Gold Glove winner in Cardinals history. That's more than any other team since the award was introduced in 1957. That's one thing to celebrate from the last season. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, at least 450,000 people in the U.S. have alpha-gal syndrome. That's a tick-borne allergy to red meat. Still, many others have never even heard of the condition. As Rebecca Smith reports, it is believed to be prevalent in Missouri.
Walking through the woods of Missouri, one could encounter bears, coyotes, or cougars. But one of the biggest risks to human health in the woods is actually one small arachnid, ticks.
We have lots of reasons in Missouri to be worried about tick bites.
That's Dr. Molly Baker. She's an epidemiologist with the Missouri Department of Health and Human Services, who studies how disease, viruses, parasites, and other pathogens can be transmitted from animals to humans. She says there are many tick-borne illnesses to be aware of in Missouri, such as ehrlichiosis and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. But lately, attention and conversation has focused on a somewhat puzzling condition called alpha-gal syndrome.
It is known commonly as the red meat allergy.
Alpha-gal syndrome is an allergy that can be caused by the bite of a Lone Star tick. It makes humans allergic to a specific sugar called alpha-galactose, which is found in nearly all mammals except humans and other higher primates.
So that includes beef, pork, venison, rabbit.
Dr. Johanna Salzer is a veterinarian who leads the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's team that focuses on alpha-gal.
And so what happens is they'll consume a meat product that they maybe have consumed their whole life, and then all of a sudden they have an allergic reaction.
Salzer says the condition is unique. It's an allergy one can catch, and the allergic reactions from ingestion are delayed. 2 to 10 hours can pass before someone has any reaction at all. And these reactions are also unpredictable. Some have gastrointestinal distress, others get full-body hives, some deal with cardiac symptoms, or even full anaphylactic reaction. Salzer adds there's also no good way at this time to predict who's going to develop the alpha-gal allergy.
There are a fair number of people, especially in areas like Missouri and Arkansas, where people are bitten by Lone Star ticks more often, that will have antibodies, but they have no clinical symptoms. So they don't have alpha-gal syndrome.
The condition is diagnosed with a combination of a blood test looking for specific antibodies and clinical symptoms. But Salzer says the blood tests for antibodies can't predict severity of reaction.
It's not consistent. Someone can have very high antibodies and have more milder reactions. And then you have other people with lower antibodies that are much more sensitive, even reacting to gelatin and some of the products that have a lower concentration of alpha-gal in them.
The sugar alpha-galactose is not only found in mammalian meat. It can be found in a myriad of products that are derived from mammalian sources, such as dairy products, lard, tallow, gelatin, and more, which means some people have an allergic reaction only when they eat beef and pork, while others struggle with dairy products and fats. And anecdotally, others even struggle with airborne alpha-gal particles and fumes. Dr. Molly Baker says it's hard to know just how prevalent the condition is in Missouri because many doctors don't know to test for it. In 2022, the CDC did a survey of healthcare providers across the country, and 42% of them had never heard of alpha-gal. Baker and Salzer both believe awareness of the condition has grown since then, both among healthcare professionals and the general public. But
the true prevalence is unknown because it's not currently nationally reportable.
So for now, Baker says, the best thing people can do is avoid tick bites and speak with their medical provider if they're concerned about this odd emerging tick-borne condition. I'm Rebecca Smith.
That story came to us from member station KBIA in Columbia. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis. The music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.